Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pardon me, 8:14. A lot of people don't realize tomorrow is Election Day, but it is. It's 11:14 today as well as 8:14 time-wise. But tomorrow's November 15th, which is Election Day. With that, we welcome in Clancy DuBose, WWL Louisiana political analyst. Good morning, Clancy. How are you?
I'm fine, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me about the election tomorrow and what's got your attention.
Well, there's I mentioned in my commentary on Channel 4 this week that there's over 500 million reasons for New Orleans voters to go to the polls tomorrow, because there's $510 million in bond issues, three separate bond proposals. Now, that's on a citywide ballot, and there's also a citywide runoff for clerk of criminal district court. And that is a red hot race between Calvin Duncan, the challenger, and Darren Lombard, the incumbent. And there's two things that are really, really important about the clerk of court at criminal district court. Normally clerk's races, you know, once you get to be clerk, it's kind of like being assessor. You're hardly ever challenged, and they're not races that tend to draw a lot of attention. But Duncan is a unique kind of a candidate. He's wrote a book called The Jailhouse Lawyer. He was wrongly convicted many years ago and fought his way out through the system legally. And one of the reasons it took him so long, he said, and he wrote this in his book, that he couldn't get records out of the clerk's office. So when he got out, he got a law degree, and now he's running for clerk, he said, because he doesn't want anybody else to have to face that problem. In fact, it was written up in the New York Times this morning, the race was. And Darren Lombard is the incumbent clerk, and you know, he himself wasn't responsible for he was the clerk at the time that Mr. Duncan had these challenges, but it's become a really interesting race because of the dynamics. And I think Lombard criticized Duncan and claimed that he wasn't really exonerated, et cetera. And that drew more attention to the race, and it actually backfired on the attack backfired on Mr. Lombard. And now they're in a runoff. Duncan finished about 600 or so, a little less than 700 votes ahead of Lombard in the runoff. And now they're locked, I'm sorry, in the primary, and now they're locked into this red-hot runoff. But the two things that are, besides the clerk's office being responsible for the records at criminal district court, the clerk of criminal district court is also the chief elections officer in Orleans Parish. And that has gotten almost no attention here. And to me, that's a pretty important thing, you know. And Lombard has done a good job as the elections guy, and I think Duncan has acknowledged that. But the way I see it, this race has really been electrified by the dynamic of a guy who was wronged by the system running for it and getting a lot of attention. And he's got a good narrative, a good life story. So he's drawn a lot of attention to a race that normally gets very little attention. So anyway, that's on the ballot tomorrow. In addition to the three bond proposals, let me just say a quick word about those bond proposals. Mm-hmm. There's one, the biggest one is for city infrastructure. That's for $415 million. And then there's a $45 million one for affordable housing. And there's a $50 million one for drainage and stormwater management. And the two that are for infrastructure are not that controversial. But the one for affordable housing has, you know, drawn a little bit of pushback. So it'll be interesting to see how voters decide that race. And then we have two runoffs for the city council, one in District A, which is Uptown, Carrollton, Girtown, and Lakeview, parts of Mid-City, and District E, which is just about all of East New Orleans and all of the lower Ninth Ward.
So in District A, you got two of Joe Geruso's aides going at each other, taking the gloves off lately. And then in District D, you got the former city council person, Cindy Nguyen, going against, I don't have the name in front of me. Help me out, Clancy.
State Representative Jason Hughes.
Jason Hughes, that's right.
Let's just say that it's not a good guy, bad guy, a good person, bad person. You know, nobody in either one is scandalized or anything like that. So they're both going to be hard fought races. I don't have a handle on who's on top in either one. I think it's because of the turnout, and that's an important thing to note. Turnout in those two districts will be higher than in the rest of the city because of the council runoffs. But overall, it doesn't look like turnout's going to be very large, and that's a shame because there's a lot of good reasons to vote, even if you don't live in one of those two council districts. You know, the clerk's race is important, and those bond issues are important.
And they get that charter change too, right?
Yes. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
Yes. So
tell people what that is for good people that don't know about the charter change. Basically, it's going to, as I understand it,
you got to refresh my memory.
I think it's going to do is it's going to make sure that the verbiage is there that the city attorney represents both the council and the mayor.
That's right. Yeah, and that's been a subject of a longstanding feud going back to, in my memory, at least back to Dutch Morial's days, because sometimes the city attorney is appointed by the mayor, but he or she is the chief legal officer for the city. So that puts the city attorney sometimes in a potential conflict of interest position, because when the mayor squabbles with the council, the mayor should send his or her executive counsel down there, counsel with an S, his or her lawyer down there. But sometimes the city attorney gets in the middle of it, and the council winds up saying, well, wait a minute, you're supposed to represent, who represents us, you know? So there have been times, especially during this current mayor's term, where the council hired its own lawyer to sue the mayor, and the city attorney wound up representing the mayor. So it's they're putting this in the charter. I don't know how much it's going to clarify things unless it's going to put the city attorney in a position of recusing himself or herself when there's a spat between the mayor and the city council.
Did you know
Go ahead.
Did you know Nostradamus predicted that when I reminded you of something that would be a precursor to Armageddon? Look it up. It's true. It's in Quatrain 385, I think it is. And we'll talk about Helena Moreno when we come back. 821 traffic now, WWL. All right, 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Clancy DuBose, WWL Louisiana political analyst. Clancy, when it comes to Helena Moreno, I couldn't have scripted anything better for her to say. She seems like she is on top of it. It's hard for me not to be optimistic about, and I understand that the...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The budget constraints and so forth and the money problems of the city. But from a leadership role, for me, it's hard not to be excited about Helena Moreno. Thoughts?
I agree. And in fact, this budget crisis really gave her a chance to shine because it was almost a showcase of what makes her the person, the mayor that New Orleans needs right now, frankly. And I don't endorse candidates. I'm just talking about what has already happened.
Well, she's won already, so you don't have to endorse anybody.
No, I'm talking about how she handled this budget situation.
Oh, I got you.
When everybody else was losing their wits, you know, especially at the state level, she was the picture of calm. And that is the mark of a real leader in a crisis. It's someone who keeps calm, looks at the big picture, and walks everybody else off the ledge. And she, you know, she's developed lots of really strong relationships with other politicians, including people that she doesn't agree with, like Jeff Landry. Mm-hmm. And I've learned from, let's just say, a very knowledgeable source that the first time she and Landry spoke about this was after Landry put his tweet out saying, we need to bring in an administrator. This is all, New Orleans is all messed up and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And she called him and said, Governor, you know, why didn't you call me? Because, you know, I don't know where you get your information, but, you know, and she very calmly, and he was just, you know, he gets angry and he gets excited and kind of went off and that she didn't respond in kind. She, you know, with somebody else is blowing off steam or just ranting, she just very calmly listens and says, okay, let's walk through this, you know, and she calmed people down and that's what she did. And she put together, you know, she has a strong relationship with Landry, even though they're not on the same team politically, but you know, they get along with each other. She has a great relationship with Cameron Henry, the president of the Senate. She developed a good relationship with House Speaker Philip DeVilliers. And of course she has strong relationships with, you know, the New Orleans delegation, particularly Senator Jimmy Harris, who was one of her early supporters. And what she did was she just let things, she walked them off the edge, and strategically she, along with her colleagues on the council, especially J.P. Morrell, who just won his reelection to councilman at large, and Joe Geruso, who's the chair of the council budget committee, the three of them, you know, just sort of strategically worked it to where they bought some time for the city and let the state people calm down. And then they were able to kind of put together a strategy and a package, and they sold it. And the governor went, okay. And Liz Morrill, the attorney general, said, okay. And, you know, there's going to be some monitoring and some, you know, some guardrails on all of this. But that's what she put together with the council members, and it's going to work. And it got the city the money it needs. And that's the way to handle a crisis like that. So that augurs very well for New Orleans in the next 4 to 8 years.
I am extremely optimistic. Thank you, Clancy. Have a good weekend. Oh, real quick, I was asking people on a lighter note, what's your go-to po' boy? What is yours?
You talking about what type or what place?
What type?
Oh, roast beef, sloppy roast beef debris with Swiss cheese and Creole mustard.
You want to take a shower? You want to take a shower after you finish, right?
Well, no, I just need I need about 10 or 12 napkins.
Well, with Scott Towles. Got you. Thank you, Clancy. Have a good weekend. We'll take a break, come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.